Hello, everyone. I got to get situated here. I have been recording and I did it standing today, so my desk is all jacked up. Hi. And I would like to sit down. I'm tired. Let me get situated over here. And for those of you who are listening to the replay, you may want to fast forward about a minute in so you don't have to listen to me figuring out how to get my desk arranged. But I didn't want to be super late. All right. Let me put this right here. Be good. All right. So here's what I want to talk about today. I was actually working with someone this morning on a problem. And we kept coming back to, she has weighed in. And I think this happens very frequently with all of you. So she had weighed in and she'd lost a pound. Earlier in the week, because she weighs daily, she had lost a little bit more. And so the scale was kind of going up, but she was still down an overall pound. And she was like in the dumps about it. She, in her mind, she might as well have like gained weight at this point. And I pointed out to her, I said, you do know that our only fact here is that you've lost a pound and that the scale was down a little bit more earlier in the week, but it's trending and it's trending down. She said, but when you say it like that, it makes sense. But I'm just telling you that I really think that there's a problem. And I said, oh, there's a problem. And it's in between your ears. I was like, your brain is on the hunt that something must be wrong. Guys, whenever I hear this kind of stuff, when you guys are actually making progress, but you are finding problems in your progress, when you are saying, yeah, but like blah, 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 blah. It's always like a red flag to me that something at your core is out of alignment. So that probably means you're white knuckling some of your weight loss. It doesn't mean you're like white knuckling urges and things like that, but I'm talking about you are losing weight and not enjoying it. That's a problem. You need to learn how to lose weight in a way that is going to keep you moving forward. The best way to keep moving forward is to disallow yourself from negating progress. Now, a lot of times I'm talking to you guys about when you're making mistakes and stuff, but I want to talk about the other side, which is just as important. Because if you are making progress, you have to own progress. You have to quit looking for problems. Stop looking for problems. In fact, I would probably challenge all of you. Regardless, every fucking day, you need to start your food plan or you need to end your assessment, whatever you're doing. You gotta find the thing that went right for the day first. And then if you wanna have a shit show in your brain after that, have at it. But your brain is never going to learn how to figure out what's real and what's not until you get really good at pointing it in the positive direction. If your brain typically tears you apart, tears apart your results, tears apart your progress and stuff first, it's eventually going, you're going to break under the load. You cannot be doing that. So here's what I want you to think about. When this is happening, you need to ask yourself, why am I afraid to just believe that this is all working out? Most of the time, it's because we're so terrified we're going to be disappointed, which also signals that you think you're going to fail at some point. And that is what you want to work on. You need to just start telling yourself, like, here's my thing. I'm like, guys, what is the worst thing that happens that if you just believe everything is going to be a signal of where you need to go next in order to lose every ounce of your weight? Here's the things that can happen. Number one, rather than being in fear the entire time that you won't lose your weight, you might actually get to enjoy it some. Number two, you might not lose some weight. You might like gain a little before you start losing. But along that process, you were learning. You were teaching your brain how to be future focused. You weren't teaching your brain how to dwell, how to be afraid. You also learn how to be disappointed and use your disappointment to trigger you to assess instead of beat down and eat. Like, I am not saying that when you are believing in your weight loss all in, like, I don't give a fuck. You know what I am? I am all in on this. I'm going to believe, even if I'm face down in a bench all weekend, I'm still going to wake up believing each day I will figure this out no matter what. The worst that happens, guys, is that you have moments where you're disappointed. Maybe you're not getting the exact result you anticipate, but the best thing that happens is you learn how to keep showing up anyway. And so when you're like, when you weigh in, y'all, and when you have like, I just want you to like notice that if you're having positive things happening, if your brain's pulling it apart, I really want you to stop. A lot of people are like, but I want to know why I do it. And I'm so pissed that I do it. I'm like, waste of time. Waste of time. I don't give a shit why you do it. If you want to, like, here's the thing. If you want to go back to your past and you want to dig around in there and figure out, all right, the reason why I pull myself apart is because so-and-so, when I was 5 years old, said this to me. That's fine. But guess what? You only get to play in your past and dig in your past if you're going to use it to prepare, propel you forward. You don't get to go to your past if you're going to use it against yourself. Using it against yourself means that you're going to blame, like, it's his fault. That's why I am the way I am today. That doesn't work. Because if his fault, then he's got to come back and fix it. You have to fix you. If you're going to go back and make that the why you're a helpless victim today, no. You don't get to go back and find out why. You only get to go back to find out why to be like, oh, this all makes sense. Why I think these things now. So now I need to work on that. Because if that kickstarted it, I need to be the person kickstarting a new fucking way to think. And that's going to have to happen. And that is all on you. That is not on what happened in your past. How you show up today, it's all about your own responsibility. And that means, like, guys, when you are, like, you need to work harder at finding your progress. You guys work so hard at finding reasons or things to hang on to as to why you're not going to succeed. Like, you need to find your evidence that you are. That all starts in your brain. So when you sit, it, like, here's Carly. I sat in the pity city for a hot second. I like pity city. This morning when I was down a pound. Then I assessed my week and realized I was only on plan 3 of the 7 days this week. Well, duh. That's why I'm down just a pound. Right. But here's the thing. It's like, yeah, and I'm down a pound. Because for 3 days, I did plan. God, I can't even imagine what it's going to be like next week. Rather than, guys, you have got to quit sitting around and finding fault first. Most of you wake up every morning, look in the mirror, ugh. Or you get on the scale, it's like, ugh. Or you make your food plan, you're like, ugh. Like, you're just all the time figuring out how to, like, not like your life. I think we need to spend a lot more time on really liking it. That's the option. That should be the only option. I wake up each day, and I'm going to tell you, I don't roll out of bed and be like, yeah, like this. You know what I do? I wake up each day, and I make a plan on how I'm going to like my life. I make a plan every day on, like, how do I want to, I ask myself every day, when I go to bed, how do I want to feel? Like, at the end of today, I want to feel this. So I can work my way to there all day long. If I don't tell my brain what we're going to feel, guess what happens? It figures out how to feel whatever the default is. And you guys have to quit spending time being upset at what your default is. Welcome to being a human. The brain wants it to not be great because if it isn't, if you're not feeling really good, guess what you're doing? You're not learning new things. You're not challenging yourself. You're not doing anything that requires a lot of work. Your brain just wants you to kick back, eat Oreos, and think that, you know, that life's over. I don't know why it's designed that way, but it sure enough is. So I just want you guys to be thinking about, like, where can I find my successes? For everybody that weighed today and you lost weight, especially for you guys, because I know I dwell a lot on, like, I sit and I preach all about mistakes and I preach about all things that are going wrong all the time, because I know that's where a lot of us live. But for everybody that's having some success, like, I don't even care if it's about the scale. I just want everybody, because we don't do this enough. Post, if you're on, we have 117 people in here. I want to see, unless you're driving or in a meeting and slyly listening to me, I want you to post something I'm proud of myself for. And it gets to be anything. It does not have to be weight related. Practicing pride, practicing confidence, practicing loving yourself. Congratulations, Alicia. She hit 50 pounds today. That practicing that stuff is something we need to do. And for those of you who are always like, well, I don't want to become a braggart or whatever, it's like, you're not the kind of person I'm worried about. You going in overdrive, well, you got humility on tap. We're fine. Teresa, you've lost 96 pounds. Shit, y'all. Karma, oh my gosh, you got into a shirt that you didn't fit in 2 months ago. Lori stopped eating at her plus two during exception meal last night. This ain't just a regular meal. This is an exception meal, ho. Oh, now they're coming in so fast. Tina has 2 master's degrees and she got them at the same time. Hey, Tina. 22 plans so far this month for Miss Joan. Y'all are doing great. Let me see. What am I most proud of today? Let me count the ways. We'll see. I am super proud of, well, I'll tell you one thing I'm super proud of. Last night, I had the boom boom with my husband. I am proud of that because I've been struggling lately on wanting to do it. And last night, I refused to do it and not, like I didn't want to have to go into it thinking it was a job. Like, I wanted to go into it in love. And so yesterday I played my booty jams. I played a track on Spotify. It was called Best of R&B from the 2000s. It was really good. I ran today, which, oh my God, did the earth move? Did everyone feel it? It's like, for some reason this morning I was like, I think I want to run today. And see what else? Let me name one more thing. So I love, like, do you see? All right, so I just want y'all to see the energy that changes when you talk nice to yourself, when you're looking for what's going right in your life, guys. And this is one of the things I hear very often too, is like, you think that when you say nice things about yourself, well, I don't want to just bullshit myself. I'm like, why not? Because when you're tearing yourself apart, so much of that is like so not true. Like when we like put it factually down, it's not true. I'm like, why are you okay with bullshitting yourself over there? The only difference is because you believe that shit. It's like, okay, key point. You won't start believing good things about yourself until you start bullshitting yourself some about it. You don't have to like blow smoke straight up your skirt. But if you can't find something, that's where your work begins. I would work more on that than I would anything in PNP. Genuinely liking yourself, being able to like really just like yourself and feeling worthy is where weight loss really happens. Because weight loss is one of those things where you gotta be doing it for yourself. We condition ourselves to make it so punitive, guys. There's nothing wrong with any of us at any size. Not a damn thing. Your size isn't what's like something that's wrong with you. It's just your size. Now, you can wanna be healthier. You can wanna weigh less and all those things, but you can also want those things because you just want them. You don't have to be a terrible person in order to have them. You can just love yourself. You can meet yourself where you are right now. Just be like, there's so many good things about me. And these good things are what's going to help me lose this weight. These good things are what's going to like make me, creating a healthy version of me, like amazing. I wasn't like super proud of myself at 250. But when I legit started working on myself, it was because I was envisioning living a long time. I started thinking about the kind of mom I wanted to be. I started like really indulging in the ideas of the person I wanted to be. Like, what does a healthy version of Corinne do? And she felt good, and she talked nice to herself, and she tried new foods, and, you know, she just was always trying to have her back. She moved. I mean, it wasn't like me sitting around like a lot of you have a hard concept with future self. I didn't start on day one at 250 imagining the 150-pound version of me. I conceptualized a version of me that liked her life. And why did I like my life? Because I did these things, because I thought these things, because I felt these things. And I started constructing all that stuff. So, all right. I kind of went everywhere today. Do I do a recovery worksheet if I thought I was at a 2 after a meal, but then still hungry just a little later and then finished up my meal? No, Betty, that's fine. You don't have to do a recovery worksheet on that. I would just note, though, in your planner, so you know how much probably is going to be about where you want to be in the amount of food that you eat. Somebody said this morning's podcast was amazing. Ooh, I don't even know what today's podcast is all about. We record them like a few weeks like prior. And so then I totally forget what we talk about and stuff. And I'm really weird. Like, I never listen to them. I always rely on Kathy listening to them or one of the coaches listening to them so that if something's ever wrong, somebody will tell me so we can fix it. I'm just like, it's probably great. It's probably perfect. How is the computer issues? I'm back in business. Look, there's me filming videos. That's why somebody said I look amazing. I had to get dressed up today because I am shooting videos. I have three of five done. There's five videos. And so I'm shooting some new videos for, one of them is the introduction video for next month's class. Oh my God, y'all, next month's class, off the chain. Just going to tell you right now. I did the keynote yesterday, so I'm going to teach it live. It's probably going to be a longer class rather than doing a bunch of individual videos. I want to do it as a workshop with this workbook. So all that, you should start seeing some things. I'll start talking more about it next week. And then I'm doing some videos for, most of you all came in through my free course. I am reshooting my videos because they're shot with my phone this way and I wanted to shoot them another way. And I also wanted to just kind of, I don't know, I've evolved since then. So that free course is still really great. It's just that I just wanted to teach more about it's the 24-hour plan. It's taking a look at it and then making a tweak and that's it. And so I just think that's like the basics for getting someone started. They, you know, eventually have to come in here and do like what we do. And it's like, oh, it's all the other mental bullshit we got to get over. But it's like, yeah, if you can just start with planning for your best self. So, you know, when I tell you guys to do your 24-hour plan, I legit mean the 24-hour plan and it being realistic is the key to everything. It is step one. Before you do anything else, it's just step one. All right. Let's see. This morning was the how long does it take to lose weight? It was awesome. Oh, yeah. Let's see if there's any more questions. I think that's it. I think we only, because this is not usually a question. I lost 5 pounds this week, mostly due to the flu, but I'll take it. So here's what's funny. You know what my grandmother used to say, Kelly? She always used to just say, hey, I'm just like, because my grandmother never had a big weight problem. She was always maybe 10, 15 pounds overweight at best. She was stacked and jacked. I mean, my grandmother she is the natural double D. She wore 5-inch heels. I mean, that's probably why she had to have double knee replacements in her when she got older. My grandmother was a lot like me. She drove a convertible all of her life until her knees wouldn't let her get in and out of one. Back in I think it was the 60s, she had a wig of the day. She had 5 wigs that were styled every week and they were a different, different length, different everything. And she wore her wig to work and she always worked in the car industry. So she was like the head accountant and all this other stuff. And so she worked with men all the time and she was just a looker. Well, anyway, she used to always tell me, I'm just one good stomach bug away from goal weight. I don't know. I still to this day just laugh. I'm just rambling now with you guys. But when I think about things, I would love for my grandmother to see me now. She and I were like just soulmates. She would be so proud. She would probably be so cracked up too at how much I'm just like her, just full of piss and vinegar, just like her. She had a big ass attitude, just like me, cuss like me. And she would be proud of me, like the marriage that I have. She always wanted me to have a marriage more like her and my grandfather, because my mom, you know, she didn't have good marriages. So she'd be very proud of mine and Chris's relationship. And she'd be proud of Logan. She loved that baby. And I don't know. Sometimes you just miss people, right? Well, I didn't anticipate that coming. All right, so I can't cry because I have like two more videos I have to shoot. So let me end that conversation. I don't know how talking about my grandmother's 5-inch heels and big ass boobs went to here, but it sure did. All right. Piss and vinegar. I've always said piss and vinegar. All right. Oh, my lipstick. This is that Louis. It's Tracy Lewis's lipstick. It actually, I had a base of something else and it didn't look right on the camera. So I'm just, it's her Louis Lou. The name of it is Sassy Saturday. Perfect for the weekend motivator. So if you look up Tracy Lewis, you can figure out your lip needs. Louis Lou. There you go. All right, y'all. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to finish these videos. I got to have a fun night last night. So last night, Chris and I, we decided we would go to Burger. We're going to actually on our big date night tonight, but Logan had driver's lessons. So we went down to Burger Republic and, I had a little time to kill. So I invited Kathy Hartman down. And so she and I had girl time for about, we had to just kind of sit and just chat and spend about a good hour together. We don't always get to just talk. Like it's usually, just a lot of like, you know, talking about work all the time and stuff. So that was kind of fun. And then, oh, I'm supposed to do shout outs. I forgot about that. Let me find Safari. Cause I've got to find Asana. Asana's, oh, here we go. Weekend motivator. Here's the shout outs from a Facebook Live on December 17th. I challenged everyone to do 67 days of the 24-hour plan. And these are the ladies that completed. Oh my God, I can't believe that's been 67 days ago. I feel like I just said this shit. Dina Potts, Heidi Severson, Sarah Sellhorst, Molly Vold, Sharon Studley. That's a good name. Darcy Chris. And Darcy is down 20.6 pounds since doing it. Heather Masters, Maggie Sokolik, Leslie Kenny. I know she's lost some weight too. Kelly Meyering, Mandy Siegel, and Jennifer Willoughby. Jennifer and Dina have set a stretch goal to go 100 days. If anybody wants to get in on that shit, you should. Just saying. Oh, and if you're looking for the Facebook.com Louis Lou Collection, LEWYLEW Collection, for all the people that will listen on the replay. And then other shout outs. And Tracy Dobbs changed her password to PNP for life as a great reminder every day to stay on plan. Great idea. Somebody else, some people were saying they changed their password to be like their alter ego name. They've changed their password to be like I only eat 2 to 2 or something like that. Like they're mixing it up like that. But they were like, you know, when I have it as my password, like I have to type it. That is such a neat hack for a behavior you're working on. Like every time you change your password, it could be your next habit you're working on. It's such a good way to remind yourself to like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be doing this. So, all right, guys, y'all have a good one. Have an amazing weekend. And I will see y'all for coaching on Sunday at the noon Zoom. Talk to you later. Bye, y'all.